produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord God, as humbly as I know how, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to touch our nation, Lord God, touch our leaders, Lord God, touch all of those that do not know you, Lord God, anything that is not like you and is pleasing in your sight, dear Heavenly Father, to touch each and every one, Lord God, to guide us in the way that you should have us to go. Lord, touch Finding My Way Radio. Touch all those that are listening in through Nurture by Natasha, Lord. Touch those that are dealing with depression, Lord God. Touch those that are dealing with illnesses and lead them and guide them, Lord God, and let them know that you are there in the midst of all the things that they're going through. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy top of the year, each and every one of you. My name is Natasha, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Today, I want to talk to you about five ways God guides you. And I'm so grateful that he guides us, right? And sometimes even in the midst and troublesome situations, you know, sometimes we don't feel that he's there in the midst. But I'm so grateful. And I want to share with you some tips and some tools, as well as some things that can definitely help you along the way. And so God designed you with a purpose in mind, right? God loves you. He has a specific, unique, and glorious destination for us all. And so he promised to guide us. And so if we allow him to step in and open up our mouths and begin to ask him, right? He already knows what it is that we need. But sometimes just asking, it's like a little girl asking her dad or asking her guardians or asking for the things that she wants, because the parents or those people around her don't know what it is that she wants or he wants until they ask, right? We always tell children that, ask for what it is you want. You're just staring at me, what it is that you want. And so we have a GPS in our cars, and when we take the wrong turns, it reroutes us, but it never gives up until we reach our destination. I'm super glad about that, because even sometimes the GPS can take us the long route. Some of us got to go the long route to get to where it is that we try to go or want to be, right? And some of us, we look at others' journey and say, you know, wow, they got there quicker than I did. Why did it take me such a long route? Some of us have much harder heads than others, right? And so you can ignore it. You can switch it off. But it follows you. It's just like God. Like he just follows you wherever you go. It makes your journey more enjoyable and peaceful, right? Because many of us, we don't know the steps that we're going to take from day to day. You know, we can write it down in our journals. We can make resolutions. And even sometimes ourselves think we didn't came up with the solutions. But eventually, it will say you have reached your destination when you use your GPS. Of course, that is truly not a perfect analogy, because God isn't a machine, right? He is one that sits high and look low, and he knows everything that's going on planet Earth. And so God wants us to communicate with you and has promises to guide you. And so we got to trust in him. That's that faith, that Wi-Fi, that connection cord, beyond that umbilical cord that all of us had connected to us before birth. And so there are five main ways in which God guides us, right? The CC, the CS's, right? And so he commands scripture, and that's the Bible. He commands scriptures, and I love my daily Bible, my basic instruction before leaving earth, because it has so many intricate tools in there that can definitely guide us along the way. And oftentimes, many of us, we put it on a shelf, right? We put it in the back seat of our car. Some of us, we may not know where it's at because it has collected so many cobwebs. But it's time to dust off that Bible and get it out and to read it more often. We have these smartphones and apps and things that are on it. You know, take it, listen to it in your car. If you're one that, you know, reading is not your forte, is to take and listen to it. He compels the spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. So compelling the spirit. He counsels of the saints. That's the church. And so many of us, you know, due to the pandemic and the things that are going on, we haven't been able to all gather. But many churches are gathering online virtually. And so that's that Wi-Fi, right? And so he's really making it plain and simple. Like connect into the Wi-Fi. Connect in. Tap in. Who have you called this week? Who have you reached out to show that fellowship, right? That counsel of saints. Command sense. And it's reason. Finding great reason. Right? Not our own reason, but his reasons. Communicative signs of providence. In each passage, you'll see that, you know, that with God, he guides us, then specific examples of each of the five CSs. And so these CSs are super important. The first one is the promise, like I said, of guidance. If you read the book of Psalms, chapter 48, verses 9 through 14, God promised to guide us all the way through our lives. The psalmist writes, "For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will guide even to the end." That's verse 14. But how do we receive guidance? A clue comes in verse 9. If you look in verse 9, within your temple, O God, we meditate on our unfailing love. The secret of guidance is a close relationship with God. It involves spending time in his presence and meditating on unfailing love. And so we got to get in his presence, right? It's in his presence of where he really, really gets in and help you. He counsels the saints. Guiding is not an individual activity. It's a sanctified by the psalm that says, with your temple, we meditate on our unfailing love. The temple is where the people of God came together to worship God. We receive guidance in the context of community. Our own, we can sometimes get things wrong. Proverbs 12, verse 15, God can speak to others as well as to us. And it is always wise to seek advice about major decisions, not just seek advice from just anyone, right? You want to seek advice from those that have gone through some things, right? Maybe it's something that's going on in your marriage. You want to talk to someone else that's been married for quite some time. They got some knowledge in this thing, right? Those that have been walking with Christ for quite some time, they have some knowledge in this thing, right? And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for your promise to guide me. I thank you that I'm not my own. I thank you that you continue to cover me, even sometimes when I don't know my way. It's super important to do that. And the model of guidance. If we look in Luke chapter 19, verses 45 through 20 and verse 26. So Luke 19, chapter 19, verse 45 through 20 and then 26. And in every other area of life, Jesus is our model for how to be guided by God. We see straight away that living under God's guidance that doesn't lead a trouble-free life, Jesus was constantly under attack from the religion policies of his day. He did not shy away from controversy or confrontation. And so many of us, as we begin to look around in our journey and the things that we have gone through in life, you know, many of us maybe thought that once we entered into the kingdom of Christ, that trials and tribulations would stop, right? And so I love the tests, right? Even though sometimes tests can be very challenging and we don't want to go through these tests, right? Many of us, we don't test well. We don't test well, even in the midst. But even in the midst, we can't shy away from controversy and confrontation. It even tells you in the Bible that God even dealt with some controversy, but he stayed the course. He stayed the course. And so it's that testimonial that we are all living in under his blood that he shed for us all. Indeed, in the parable of the tenants, Jesus showed that God's servant can expect trouble. The servants were beaten, sent away empty-handed, treated shamefully. They were wounded and thrown out. When the son was sent, they killed him. And we experienced many of that in our city, in our states, in our countries, and different things that happen. Of just some really bad things that are going on, right? And many of them, all of them, some of them, are out of our control, right? Divine guidance leads Jesus to the cross. However, it also leads to resurrection. Behind it all was God's promise and his victory. I'm so glad about his victory on today. What Jesus did, he had appearance of failure, but Jesus accomplished more in his life, death and resurrection, than any other person in history. Now, that's something to really, really think about, right? Of course, much is said in the New Testament about the way in which God guides Jesus in the passage for today. So we see commanding the scripture, Jesus sees people who are trying to make money off the back of spiritual activities. And we can witness that in the church and out the church, right? This might translate today into a situation in which ministry is being used for personal gain. This is something we need to be extremely careful to avoid. Jesus confronts the activity with the word of God. He says, it's written in the scripture, my house is a house of prayer. You have turned into a religious bazaar. And that's verse chapter 19, verse 46. This is from the Message Bible. It is clear that Jesus' understanding of the will of God came from studying the scriptures very carefully. So we got to study and show ourselves approved. We got to not race through this thing. We got to take our time. This is a supreme way in which God guides us all. The compelling spirit is when Jesus is questioned about the authority, he challenges the religious policies with a question about John's authority. Jesus has suggested that John receive his authority from heaven. That is, from himself. Although Jesus was not willing to tell them directly, the clear implications is that Jesus' own authority also came from heaven. It came from his close relationship with God. It came from his close relationship with God. So do you have a close relationship with God? Even in his opponents reconciled, the truth in Jesus' teaching, Jesus was not willing to curry favor or show particularity. He was guided by what he knew to be the truth. He spoke the truth fearlessly. Jesus challenged the premier's hand, their question, to what earthly power should we give our preliminary allegiances? The key issue he explained is whether we give God the preliminary allegiances we owe him, whether we count ourselves as citizens of his kingdom before any earthly ones, we should give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. They were astonished with Jesus' answer and became silent. And so if you begin to read on in the midst, you know, you uncover a whole lot of things that really happened. And an example of guidance, if we look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, 30 through 32, and chapter 50 and verse 52. You know, a century ago, a ship in a storm was dashed against a rock in the coral walls of the West Corner in England. A 15-year-old sailor swam safely off an offshore rock. He climbed up and waited all night until he was rescued the next morning. A reporter interviewed him and commanded, You must have shaken all night as a cling to a rock. Yes, a young sailor replied, I trembled night with fear and cold. Then he added, but the rock never trembled once. As Moses came to the end of his life, his reflections on the way that God guided his people throughout his life, and had been their rock. He is your rock. He is your solid, stable, dependable, always same, and totally reliable. He does not have his ups and downs as we do. We can trust in his unwavering faithfulness. He will always be there for you. And so I'm so great that he is that rock that the foundation never crumbles. It never goes away like sinking sand. I'm just so grateful, super grateful. Moses described how God guides and leads his people, Israel, with a father's love. In a desert land, he found him in a barren and howling waste. He sheds him and cares for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirred up and nests and hovers over its young, that spreads its wing to catch them and carry them into pinions. The Lord alone leads him. And so even in the midst, when we think that we're alone, his love, even in dark places, even in dry places, if you got that, even in the midst, he still cared for him. He guided him. He guarded him. And he said that he was the apple of his eye. And to be the apple of somebody's eye, we all had a love or a crush that we had back in the day, right? And even, maybe our spouses are the apples of our eye. And so to look at God, of him seeing us as the apple of our eye, of his eye, that means he really loves you. He had that agape love for you. He had that agape love for us all. A love that, love beyond a mother's love, right? And so common sense, when we fall as we do, the sensible things is to get up quickly. Part of guidance generally is doing the sensible things. This was Moses' complaint. They are a nation without sense. There is no discernment in them. If only they were wise and would understand this and discern what their end would be. God made us think, thinking beginnings. He guided our minds as we walked in close relationship with him. We need to avoid a super spirituality that expects an inward voice to guide every little detail in our lives. So Moses returns at the end of his song of word of God. Take to heart of all these words to which I give witness today, and urgently command your children to put them into practice, every single word of his revelation. Yes, is no small matter for you. It's your life. And so it's our life that, we only get one. We only get one life to live in the midst of all the things, right? And so, Lord, I thank you for the way that you have led me through all these different ways at different times in my life. I thank you for having your compassion on me when I mess up. Sometimes we gotta speak it and pray that prayer to him. When I mess up, help me to take heart all the words you have spoken and to obey them carefully. Help me to reach my destination. Help me to have a sound mind. Help me to stand on that solid rock, Lord God. Thank you so much for guiding me along the way. And in the midst of just giving me understanding. Sometimes I may not understand everything that, or every person that you sent my way, Lord God, but I'm grateful on so many levels on today, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, for keeping your angels camped around about me. And so as you take some time to go through the five C's, I'll do a recap of commanding scripture. That's the Bible. Compelling spirit, the Holy Ghost. Counseling the saints, the church. Command sense, the reason. Circumstantial signs, providence. And so that promise was number one, promise guidance. Number two was model of guidance. And number three was an example of guidance. And so in the midst of these things, sometimes we got to seek the elders of the church. We got to seek those that have wisdom. We got to talk to our pastors and our bishops, right? And take some time, not allow them to be a dumping ground, but to seek counsel, and be a student. We are forever a student in the midst of learning. But we got to also talk to God, right? We got to talk to God in the midst of all the things that we go through in life and allow him to give us answers. Sometimes many of us, we want to click our heels and click our fingers. And some of us have these adult tantrums that we want it to happen right now. And some of us, just to be honest, if he gave it to us right then when we wanted it, it wouldn't go the way that it would really go. We wouldn't learn a lesson, right? And so oftentimes, even as a babe in Christ or whatever, you take a bottle from a baby or a snack or something that they shouldn't have no more of it because, you know, or toy because they just didn't appreciate it at that time. Then, you know, you give it back once they appreciate the value of it or the principles that are in it. And so it's the same way with God. It's the same way with God. And so in life, you know, like I said, he guides us. He guides us. He is our internal GPS that gets us to where it is that we want to go. And oftentimes, many of us, we know the ways that we shouldn't go. We hear that discerning voice, or we get that gut feeling that this is just not right. Sometimes, you know, you got to be careful of that discerning voice, because sometimes it could be fear setting in when it's some things that we know that we should do as well. But you will definitely know when he's guiding you in the right direction, especially you stay rooted into your Bible. He will lead you and guide you in the right direction. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can definitely follow me over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page over there. You can also find me on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha as well. Have a great, amazing day. Make it a great one. Take some time to put the mask on you. It's super important, and allow God to guide you to where it is that you should go. Take care.
we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast. Storms don't cease, and just in case the winds they keep on blowing in my life, my soul been anchored in the Lord.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.